welcome to episode 444 of Good Luck High Five.
That's right. You're listening to a podcast that's for you if you play Magic the Gathering. Whether you are sitting at home jamming some Adventures of the Forgotten Realms on Arena, or you are already back out at your first FNM in the past year.
Wow.
Oh, we are here for you.
I'm one of your hosts, Maria.
I'm another one of your hosts, Megan.
And on today's show, news that has shocked the Magic the Gathering community.
Yes. Absolutely. And what is it? You're going to have to just hold on to your horses to find out.
I mean, you might have already seen it, but if you haven't, prepare to be shocked.
Prepare to be shocked.
Shocked. We're also going to talk about Megan's flavor text for Adventures in the Forgotten Realms.
We're going to play a little game where I will read Maria a set of three flavor texts from the set. And I grouped them so that they're all kind of from the same style of card.
You made it extra hard is what you're saying.
Yes. And then she'll guess which one I wrote.
Oh, boy. Okay. So how many did you do? I want to know.
Four.
All right. Yeah. We'll see if I can get a perfect fit. Well, it makes sense. This is episode 444.
Yes, exactly.
Four.
I had to do four of them.
Nice.
We'll also open my secret lair box of who knows what.
Yeah, Megan was gone on vacation, so she didn't know that she got a secret lair package.
That's right. And I didn't see anyone post about theirs because I was not on the internet the whole time.
So now it was great. You have no idea what's in that box.
I have literally no idea.
Great.
I had no idea the scale of the box. I was expecting, I was expecting something much smaller than what was here.
Well, if you like unboxings, that's happening on the show this week too.
But before we can do any of that, we have some people to thank.
Yes.
First and foremost among them, our patrons of the show. Thank you so much. If you have decided to donate to our show, you literally keep us able to do what we're doing.
Yeah, you can head on over to patreon.com/glhfmagic, become a patron for as little as a buck a month, get access to our sweet Discord server, other awesome rewards for becoming a patron, including...
Yes, our next Good Luck High Five patron-only tournament.
I'm so excited for this one,
Same.
Megan.
It is coming up on August 14th. It's going to be at 10 a.m. Central, 6 rounds of Best of One Gladiator.
Yeah, this is a super cool 100 card arena singleton format that was invented by the people over at Loading Ready Run, our Canadian brothers from another motherland. And it was really fun. I casted a tournament that they hosted this past weekend and was inspired.
Yes, Maria fell in love. And so our
next
tournament is going to be Gladiator. All you got to do is be a patron of the show and make sure that you register for it before the 14th at some point. And it is completely free. We give out prizes at random.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to come with like a spiky deck. You don't even have to feel like you're super great at the game.
No.
You might just get a prize anyways.
Yeah. And everybody who plays against me gets a prize regardless if you win or lose. You'll probably win, but whatever. Not salty. You'll get a prize for playing against me.
Yes. And for this one, we have all sorts of cool other ways to find out about Gladiator because there's a whole Discord for it.
Yeah, this is really cool. Put this in the show notes. There's a Discord if you have any questions about what kind of deck you want to build. I went in the Discord the other day, said I wanted a Boggles deck, and within 2 minutes had a few suggestions for complete deck lists.
Awesome.
Which is just incredible. It's a super nice and welcoming community to boot. It was invented by Canadians, so it's got to be. Head on over to the Discord, check that out. There's a Gladiator guide that we've also linked in the show notes. There's only a couple of banned cards.
Yeah.
They're just basically ones you wouldn't want to play with anyway. And that's it. It's super simple.
Yes.
And it's singleton, so it's not hard to put the deck together.
To go.
Yes.
Also, special thank you to Tony, aka Native Runner, for upping your pledge.
Yay!
And to Courtney for becoming a new patron.
Yay! Thank you so much, everybody.
You're
it means
great.
The most to us. Yeah, you're super great, and we love you, and thank you so much to all patrons.
Thank you as well to Card Kingdom, cardkingdom.com/GLHF, the place to go.
The
place for all of your magic singles, all of your any magic paraphernalia you want.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Any accessories? Any, like, sweet decks to teach your friends how to play?
Yeah, they have beginner decks over
there.
They
place to go.
And their stores are open now again, so head on over there if you haven't already. They're the most incredible game stores that exist.
They're amazing.
Basically.
They're so much fun.
Check them out.
All right, Maria.
Yes, Megan.
We have kept the people who didn't watch the upkeep, wink, wink, nudge, nudge,
yeah,
in suspense for long enough.
All right.
What is this news that is going to boggle our brains?
All right. So we have just announced on this very day of recording, Monday, the 26th, that Jumpstart Historic Horizons is coming to Magic the Gathering Arena.
Yes. And you might be like, wait a second. That's not that big of news. We like Jumpstart.
Yeah.
We like Historic.
Yeah.
But what's the big deal?
Okay.
Whoa. The deal is coming. Okay.
The deal's coming. First, some critical information here.
Yes.
This is happening August 12th. So wow, mark so your soon. Calendars.
Around the corner.
Yeah. Contains 782 cards.
Woo.
Which will be added into the Historic format, which is huge for starters.
Yeah.
Plus 31 new cards that are brand new to Arena, Historic legal only, many of which, and here's the headline, contain digital only mechanics.
What?
Yes.
What?
So this means things on these cards that can happen only in the world of Arena and cannot physically happen in paper.
What?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So this was wild when I read the news this morning. I was shocked, you know, for one, because I kind of sort of expected this to happen at some point on Arena, but I was not expecting it so soon.
No.
No.
No, I didn't even have this on my radar.
It's just mind-blowing.
If I was a ship,
beep,
there
beep,
would have been no beeps beep, about this.
No beeps. Yeah, I mean, it's
absolutely wild.
It's a complete branching for Magic here.
Yeah.
We have reached the branch point where Arena was basically just a digital version of the way to play the game.
It was its own branch on the Magic tree.
Yes.
But it was still the same tree.
The same tree.
But now that limb has fallen off and become a new tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is how it works.
That's exactly how
it
works.
That's how you get new trees.
It's the tree of life from whatever that was called.
You know what?
My brain. Oh my God.
Okay. The world tree from Kaldheim.
The world tree. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Anyways.
Yeah. So we've reached the branch point.
And so this was announced on IGN.
Yep.
And they had a little poll that was like, how do you feel about this?
We also made a poll, Megan. So
we also made a poll.
You can look up the poll.
I'm going to look up the IGN poll because let me tell you that people over on that page were kind of skeptical. And that is me
putting it lightly,
saying it nicely.
Yeah. We did our own very scientific good luck high five poll as well because I just wanted to see the difference, honestly, in the results. But what's the IGN one?
Okay. Here's the options.
Okay.
It's an awesome idea. I like it. I don't care. I am wary. It's an awful idea. And this is how do you feel about digital only cards and mechanics coming to Arena's Historic format?
Yeah.
Overwhelmingly.
Yeah.
It's an awful idea. 45% of respondents and 30%, 29% actually.
Yeah.
Wary.
Yeah. And this is like only just mere hours after the release of this information.
So we're talking like, well, like over 75% of people do not feel positively about this.
All right. So our similar poll over on GLHF, you can follow us at GLHF Magic on Twitter, was love it, like it, hate it, or meh city. Okay.
Yeah.
And so once again, the most popular response on our poll is hate it at 41%.
Woo!
The second most popular, meh city, was 34%, and the lowest was love it. At 12%.
Wow. Yeah. And that matches the 12% on here.
Yeah.
Of it's an awesome idea.
This is actually surprising to me.
Really?
Okay. I should couch this
hit us with it.
So obviously, Magic players are notorious for not liking change in the game.
Yes.
Pretty vehemently, right?
Were you going to say, obviously, Magic players don't like change?
Yeah. Yes, that's what I was going to say. But
anyways, keep going.
I was thinking like, hey, this change is kind of small, relatively speaking. We don't know how many cards of the 31 will have this stuff on it, but it's not out of 700, whatever, plus all the cards that are already in Historic. Will they even be good? Don't know.
Yes.
So I was expecting like, oh, this is interesting. We are, you know, trying to adapt and become more, you know, live in this digital space that we have access to, but we were not innovating in, right? So I expected people to be like, I don't know, we'll wait and see. Okay. Yeah. That was what I was expecting. I was not expecting this level of vitriol.
Just like, no.
Yeah. Just like, no, I hate it. Done.
And do you know what? I think that it's interesting, right? Because I get where people's concerns are coming from.
Oh, for sure.
If you look at this, and I feel like people are perhaps leaping to this idea of, what if this happens in standard?
Yeah.
Right? And, like, then you end up with a standard format that's different on Arena and different on paper.
Yeah.
Or it feels like that would maybe mean that they're starting to leave paper in the dust.
Correct.
But they have specifically done this for historic only.
Yeah. So they've mentioned this in the release notes on IGN about this, saying we're doing historic because that was kind of Arena's format anyway.
Yes.
You could technically play it in paper, but was anybody?
Yeah.
No.
And if you were, also, I guess my question is like, why?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But they were like, yeah, we're doing it in historic only specifically because of that. All the other formats are staying the same.
Yeah.
I personally would be, now as shocked as I was at this news, I would be triple shocked if they did it to any format other than historic.
Yes, I agree with that. It makes sense to me that they're saying, hey, we've been developing, cultivating historic as this arena only format.
Right.
Right. Even if a store has done historic in paper, that's outside of what Wizards wants to sanction for stores and wants to see stores doing. They're like, hey, you have draft, you have standard, you have popper,
you have modern.
Pioneer, you have modern. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have now like more formats than I can name.
Yeah.
And historic is like this, the only format that's specific to Arena.
Yes.
So I guess for me, it's kind of like, do you know what? If you have a format that's only for Arena, why not try it out?
Yeah, that is exactly my feelings as well. It's Arena only. Why not play in that space that you have created for yourself?
Yeah. If they were like, we're going to add these into standard, I'd be like,
that would be too far.
Everybody, literally every person would just be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, that would not be cool.
No.
But yeah, historic only on Arena, a small pool of cards to test the waters and pretty tame mechanics, all things considered, to kind of figure out how people adapt to this moving forward. And I also want to address the concern of Wizards is going to leave paper in the dust, because this is a concern that has been around since
Arena
came to be.
Since there was a digital client that looked like it was capable of leaving paper Magic in the dust.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
Magic
fair.
Online was leaving nothing but itself in the dust.
Yeah, so people have been worried, and rightfully so. I think that's a valid concern. But we have been told, keep this in mind, I don't know if you want to take it with a grain of salt or whatever, time and time again, that paper is the number one focus of Magic and will be.
Yes.
Into the future. And I want
to
add,
it continues to grow.
Yes.
It continues to grow apace. With digital.
And it is their by far most profitable way of earning money at Wizards of the Coast is paper. Arena is, they say, profitable, but I think just barely, because it costs a lot of money to keep putting those cards in, updating things, iterating, etc. So if you want to be comforted by dollars, know that paper is like by far and away the way this company earns their money.
When you say be comforted by dollars, I imagine people like laying in a bed of dollars the way that Scrooge McDuck dives into a pool.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. 100%.
Yes. Wrap yourself
in those dollar bills.
Yeah.
But other people's complaints about this, I think, don't have anything to do with the digital card situation and are upset about the way these cards are being added into the historic format, which is through Jumpstart.
Yeah.
So if you're not familiar with Jumpstart, the way it works is, what is it? There are 46 different packs, themed packs of cards.
Like half decks, essentially.
Yeah, like dragons, cats,
unicorns,
wizards.
Yeah.
And then you take two of those packs, put them together, and you play against other people in a timed queue that ends on September 9th. So
it's very fun.
It's super fun.
It's very light.
Yeah, it's light. It's friendly.
Yeah.
It's easy. I have a great time playing it. Mm-hmm. But people don't like that being the way that you get these cards.
The only way that you can. Well, you can also redeem wild cards.
Yes, you can wild card for them, of course. But yeah, it means that you're served. You don't get a choice of all 46.
Yeah.
You're just like, here's like this many to choose
from.
Yeah,
you get served three, I want to say.
Three or four.
Like you pick three and then you're served another three and you pick from those.
Yeah. So
Yeah,
I don't think it is the greatest way to do that.
And I'll agree, because while we know a ton of people who love playing Jumpstart and have a great time, I will say that when they most recently brought Jumpstart back, I did jump into the queue.
Yeah,
but I wasn't in love with it. I didn't play a ton of games. I played it a couple of times. Exactly. So especially if you're a person who's more competitive, you're like, I need these cards for Historic if they're going to make a splash in this format.
Right.
I can understand why it's frustrating, because unlike maybe something like Draft, where one, you have the opportunity, you see way more boosters.
Oh yeah,
you get to actually pick cards out of those boosters,
and you can just buy them.
Exactly, and you can just buy boosters if that's what you want to do.
Yeah,
but if you're not drafting them, I don't know what you're doing. Yeah. But anyways, I guess quote unquote you can.
You can. It's technically possible.
Technically, you can buy packs. anyways, like I get that frustration of just being like, this isn't a format that I have a great time investing a lot of time in,
right,
or something like that.
Yeah, and while cards be expensive,
yes,
I don't personally have any problem with them because I have a lot.
Yeah,
from the way that we play Magic. For people who don't, it could be.
And
a
if you're like,
high
what
barrier.
Is your way of playing Magic where I get lots of wild cards? The answer is just drafting, buddy.
Yep.
The only times I don't draft are when I'm out of gems.
Yeah, you got to learn to love draft.
Yes, it's... And why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Anyways.
I don't know. But
why wouldn't you?
These people exist.
Okay.
Somehow. So I think those are the major concerns with this release. But I kind of want to focus on the digital-only stuff because that is, for me, the biggest, boldest change that we're seeing here today.
Yes. Wild, honestly.
So let's talk about what this means.
Yes. What does it mean?
Okay. Thing number one we're going to talk about is what the heck does digital only mechanic translate to as far as Magic is concerned. And there's three new mechanics are introducing with this.
And I will say that two of them you can technically recreate in paper.
Yeah.
It would be complicated and kind of messy, maybe.
Yeah.
But you could do it.
You could. Before we talk about them real quick, have you played Hearthstone before?
No.
Okay, so that's a game that this
I'm
already
a purist.
That already exists in. And I always thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I was like, I wish this stuff was available on Arena.
Yeah.
I had that thought. Like putting bombs into players' decks that when they draw it explodes and they take two or whatever. I think that's cool.
That kind of stuff is cool.
So I have to say that's my view on this. Like some people have said, if I want to play Hearthstone, I play Hearthstone. I want to play Magic, I'm going to play Magic. But I'm like, hey.
Magic is just better. So what if
yeah,
we took
like,
some of the fun
exactly.
things from Hearthstone and put them in here?
We can't make that equate because Magic is just a better game. What if we added new toys to this better game in this one format that is specific to Arena? And Wizards said, hey, we could have made a new game.
Yeah.
We could have and done this, which some people might have liked better. But I think that is already what this is.
Yeah.
It's like we took Magic and then we put a cherry on it.
Yeah.
And it's this format called Historic.
Yeah.
I think maybe part of the reason is a lot of people have grown to love Historic more than we would have imagined because of the pandemic.
That's true. I do like Historic more than I ever thought I would.
Yeah, me too.
It's a fun time.
I mean, we didn't have this. We had Pioneer before all this, you know?
And more modern.
And now, like, here's this new thing that people have grown attached to in the same way people have grown attached to Modern.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, my baby. And I'm like, but this was never really supposed to be your baby. It was supposed to be Arena's baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like,
it's a weird metaphor, but I guess
this was supposed to be the Arena baby that existed and was weird and different.
Exactly. And do you know what? Now that you say that, like, do you remember back in the day when they first started Historic and they were just kind of like, I guess Arena needs an Eternal format?
Here you go.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Big question mark.
Exactly.
And now it, like you say, I think thanks to the pandemic, it has grown into its own thing.
Yeah.
It's like Historic was supposed to be Arena's baby. People think that it's their baby, but Arena or Historic is now like an adult.
And it's like, I'm making my own choices.
It's its own baby.
And I'm going to theater school, Mom.
That's right.
Yeah. And I think that can be painful for people who really like this format.
Yeah.
But I'm here to say, you know what? It is the Arena format and let's get weird with it.
If the Mystical Archive didn't ruin the format, this isn't gonna.
Megan said that and was already grimacing while
I
saying
I was already like, this could really come back to bite me. This could really come back
save
for
it in,
me.
We'll save it in the quote vault. Check on it in a year.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, we'll be like, was Megan correct that this didn't ruin historic? We'll see.
We'll see. Well, let's check on these mechanics that we talked about here. Yes. So the first one we're going to talk about is seek.
Yes. So seek just means that you can look, you search your deck for a card with some parameters and you don't shuffle.
Okay. The end.
Which is very weird.
So a card that has seek on it is this demon 4/3, what's it called? Manor Guardian?
Yep. 2 and a black. When it dies, each player seeks a non-land card with mana value 2 or less.
Yeah.
Wild.
So I guess that change is the smallest little tiny baby change you could ever make from a searching effect.
Yeah. So it says, yeah, it will allow you to seek a card with specific criteria, randomly pulling one from your library that meets that criteria randomly.
Oh, randomly. Okay.
That's a big part of it. I didn't realize it was random.
Oh.
So you'll just randomly get a non-land card.
Is that what that card says? Yeah, seeks a non-land card. So randomly finds you one.
It randomly is like, here you go.
Interesting.
And does not shuffle because you're not looking through your deck.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. Wild. Okay, that's the one that
that's
I was like,
more different than I thought it was.
Cannot be recreated at all in paper.
Okay, never mind.
Like, that one, not at all.
Weird.
Wild.
Weird.
But cool, right?
I think it is cool.
I think it's cool. Like, it's a cool mechanic to just be like, hey, as a bonus on something, you're going to randomly get a card that fits these criteria.
Yeah, I like it. I like adding more randomness. There, I said it. I think the die rolls in AFR have been hugely fun.
Oh, they're very fun.
So,
and because they're limited, right?
Yes.
Like the same with Manor Guardian.
Yeah.
It's only going to get you, it's not going to get you a land, which is nice.
Nope.
It'll get you, some, you know, some they're little all kind thing. Of. Yeah.
All right. The next one is called Perpetually, which is a very funny name for me.
We're just like forever.
We wanted to call it forever. Forever.
Davriel's Withering for a single black instant. Target creature perpetually gets -1/-2.
And this means that this creature has it
forever. In the graveyard, it's got it. In your hand,
it's got it.
If it gets bounced, it's got it.
In your exile zone, it's got it.
On the battlefield, definitely got it.
In your deck, still got it.
Still got it.
Yep.
Wild.
Yeah, very, very interesting.
And this is one that I was talking about, like, you could technically,
if you remembered,
recreate it.
Yeah.
Or if you had some way to mark it on the card.
Yeah, you could mark it on the card or,
Tuck a note in there.
In your memory bank.
Anyways.
Perpetually.
Perpetually.
All right.
And like we were saying, forever.
Forever. The next one is called Conjure.
Yes.
And this one is bizarre.
Where did it go?
Keep going. Keep going. We're looking at the IGN article right now where this was announced, which is different from Magic.
Oh, that's right.
Too,
okay, Conjure.
Because it's not on their daily MTG site hosted natively.
Yeah.
Yeah, Conjure just like happens. It creates cards out of thin air.
Yeah. Not tokens.
Nope. Not copies.
Cards.
Actual cards.
Actual cards.
Actual factual cards. So what will happen is you'll get a selection of cards when something has Conjure, and those cards don't even need to be in that format.
Wild.
So it can be cards that are illegal outside of whatever you're playing. So in this case, historic.
Wild. Absolutely.
And the example,
and it just like is in your hand.
Yeah, and you just get them.
Yeah.
Bloop. It creates it. And the example they gave was a Tropical Island being one of the options.
Cards that you could conjure. And we haven't seen a card with conjure on it.
No, not yet. But we have seen some potential conjure targets, I guess. I want to say, even though I don't think that's the right wording. Like Ponder was one of them.
Yeah. Stormfront Pegasus.
Which is a little 2/1 flyer.
So.
Kind of reminds me of Lesson, sort of. Like
a little bit.
Anyway. Yeah. Really, really cool.
Wild.
Okay.
Honestly. And with all of this, we've seen a new Planeswalker.
New P-dubs.
Davriel Soulbroker. I guess we were saying on the Upkeep and we thought that we remembered him being some kind of weird lawyer.
Yeah.
But broker, I guess you can broker a deal as a lawyer.
Sure. Yeah.
A broker is its own job.
Separate from a lawyer?
Separate from being a lawyer. Or
is it?
Yes.
Okay. Does that get insurance broker?
This is not a finance podcast. Want to be super clear about that. Even more, honestly, even more than it's not a medical podcast.
It's not it's a finance not podcast. A finances podcast. But I will say, we will broker some sweet Magic the Gathering news into your ears.
Wow. Nice work.
Now we are brokers.
I don't think that that, that was a is
exactly
use
how it works.
Broker.
But Davriel is like a returning friend from War of the Spark.
Yes, and from his own stuff before that.
Yeah. And he's only been wearing a weird mask in the War of the Spark card.
That's right. Here we see him looking kind of like the patriarch of the Addams family.
Yes, he does look like Gomez.
He looks like Gomez.
Now I love him because I love Gomez.
Yeah, he does. Like, tell me he doesn't look like Gomez.
As a used car salesman.
As a used, you're right. This Davriel doesn't look like he's brokering much more than a used card.
But this card is bizarre.
Yes. Okay. So legendary planeswalker Davriel, 4 loyalty for 2 black, +1 until your next turn. Whenever an opponent attacks you and or planeswalkers you control, they discard a card. If they can't, they sacrifice an attacking creature.
This is similar to the war card.
Cool. Yeah. Nice. -2, accept one of Davriel's offers, then accept one of Davriel's conditions.
That's it.
We'll be back. -3, target creature perpetually gets -3/-3.
This card's very good, yeah. I think.
Very cool, but Maria, offers?
Conditions? Question mark? What are these things?
I guess we're getting closer to what a broker does.
Well, I offer you one show of Good Luck High Five on the condition that you listen to it.
Wow.
Now that's a deal you can accept.
All right. So the way that this card works as an arena only thing is like there when you minus Davriel, it'll pop up these two little menus and you get to choose one from one list and choose one from the other.
Reminds me kind of Dungeons.
Oh. Oh.
Just saying.
Oh.
All right, here's the offers. Are you ready to accept?
Oh, sure.
There's a lot of options. Draw 3 cards.
Nice.
Conjure a Manor Guardian into your hand. Return 2 random creature cards from your graveyard to the hand. They perpetually gain +1/+1.
Ooh.
Return a random creature card with the highest mana value from among cards in your graveyard to the battlefield.
Wow.
You get an emblem. With creatures you control, get +2/+0. You get an emblem with spells you cast cost... What is it supposed to be? One black to cast? You get an emblem with Davriel planeswalkers you control have +2 draw card. You get an emblem with whenever you draw a card, you gain 2 life.
Pretty sick.
Those are incredible. Can you imagine that being on a planeswalker?
Yeah. No.
You're like,
I mean,
put it in my deck. Put it in my deck.
Yeah. Pretty great. But Maria,
what?
You must also accept one of these conditions.
I must.
I think that's how broker works.
All right.
Okay. Here are the conditions.
Oh, boy.
One of which you must accept. You lose 6 life.
Oh.
Exile 2 cards from your hand. If fewer than 2 cards were exiled this way, each opponent draws cards equal to the difference.
Okay.
Sacrifice 2 permanents.
That's pretty steep.
Each creature you don't control perpetually gains +1/+1.
Okay.
That's a lot. You get an emblem with creatures you control get -1/-0.
Okay.
You get an emblem with spells you cast cost black more to cast. You get an emblem with whenever you draw a card, exile the top 2 cards of your library.
Okay.
You get an emblem with at the beginning of your upkeep, you lose 1 life for each creature you control.
All right. So these conditions are a little painful.
Yeah.
And they should be rough. They should be because one of the offers was draw 3 cards.
Yes, it's true. One of the offers is straight up draw 3 cards.
Wow.
Wild. Right?
This is so interesting.
It's pretty cool. I will admit that I think that this one is pretty cool. This planeswalker.
It's awesome.
Like, except one, like, you must pick one thing from this list, but also one thing from this other list.
It's great.
Very cool.
And on flavor, on point.
We assume for what a broker does.
But we assume. And the -3 that he has, still leaving him alive, is very strong.
It's very good. It forever. -3/-3.
Yeah.
Forever.
I think this card's really good. That's my hot take.
I think that's a solid hot take.
Yeah.
It seems pretty sick.
this is me at a loss for words. Yeah. Like, we have changed our magical lives today.
It's great.
We are living in a completely new universe thanks to this change.
It's, yeah. What a thing. What a thing to just take, like, take the... You know, the salt shaker that is Magic and upend it on the table.
Yeah. I mean, here we are. I can't imagine Wizards hasn't been thinking about this for years at this point.
Yeah, that's true. Like, do you think that the day they made Arena, they were like, someday?
I think 2 years before they made Arena.
They were like, someday we will make Arena. And then.
Well, they had to have, because think about it. All the other card games that can do this already.
You're right.
You know?
That's very
true.
And they
can be like, oh, we got to get with the times or whatever. And yeah, we don't know how many of the 31 will have these new digital only mechanics.
Yeah.
But some percentage. And
it's, and of the 700 something cards that are in this, and I guess, you know, those are all already in historic. That's like all the stuff that's already there, but 30 new cards, not that many compared to the size of historic.
Sure.
And not, like they said, not all of them are going to have magical or arena only mechanics.
Yeah. So obviously majority reprints.
So it's just a tiny little,
like slice of the pie.
Just trying it out.
Just tasting nibble, the
nibble,
tart.
Nibble.
Yeah. So I'm super excited to see what happens with this. I hope the community gives it a chance.
Yeah.
That's my saying. Like, I understand everything that you are saying that's negative about it, but I think we also gotta have to celebrate the fact that we're doing something new and cool in a digital space that was like, think about this. Wizards did not used to do this, right? We used to have Magic Online. And that was it.
They, yes. And thank goodness every day that we do not only have Magic Online anymore.
Yeah. And, you know, like, should they also be focusing on putting other stuff on Arena? For sure. Like,
of course.
We want to have spectator mode and stuff too, but I don't think that's a zero-sum game with what they're adding to the client. At least I hope not. So I want to give these a chance, and I don't want everyone to just think that Magic is dead, like always happens, and I know they will anyway.
Magic is dead.
Because I want to try something cool and new in this one slice of the magic pie while everything else remains the same, which it will. And it will be the same magic that you've come to know and love over the 25 years of the game. Anyway, those are my thoughts on this.
I think, you know what? I think that I get why, like we've been saying, we get why people are worried.
Yeah.
Totally fine. I think that when we try this out, I think everyone's going to be like, this isn't as big of a thing as I thought it was.
Yeah, that's also my
guess. I think it's going to be a smaller thing than we think.
All right, well, August 12th, this drops on Arena, so I guess we'll find out then.
Will I eat my words? Possibly.
At least they taste like, what would you want your words to taste like?
Pie.
Pie.
Maria, are you ready for this box?
Let's get to an unboxing here on Good Luck High Five. That is the truth.
Wait.
What?
Before we unbox, we have to have a Megan's basketball break update.
Okay, let's go.
All right, Maria.
What?
I know that you were very curious about which teams made it into the NBA Finals.
I mean, I know the Milwaukee Bucks were playing the Phoenix Suns.
Yes, they were.
There we go.
Because thank goodness, even after starting out with a difficult loss on home turf to Atlanta, the Bucks did eventually defeat the Atlanta Hawks so that they could go on to the finals, which is great because if you follow me on Twitter, you know that the way that Trae Young jumps back into people when he's pretending to shoot the basketball, but not even really shooting the basketball just so he can get a foul, drives me up a stinking wall.
I don't like fouls.
Yeah.
In any game ever.
It makes me so mad because he's such a good basketball player. He's so good. Trae Young is an astounding basketball player.
You don't need to do this,
Trae. Exactly. And he just does this stuff and you're like, just play the game.
Agree.
But both he and Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is like kind of the MVP of the Bucks, well, Trae Young is kind of the MVP of the Hawks. They were both out towards the end of that Eastern Conference Finals. So anyways, but the Bucks took it home in six games.
That's right.
Then they went on to play the Suns, where they started out 0-2.
Yeah, it was a rough start.
They really did start out rough. But then they... Yeah, they came back and they
rallied.
They won the next four, Maria.
Wow.
Including, I don't remember if this was in game, if this was in game four or five, but like Giannis had this amazing shot block in a game that was so close. And then in the final game of the series, he scored 50 points, which is just absurd.
That is absurd.
That's a lot of points.
Is it the most ever?
No.
Okay.
But it's a lot of points.
But it's a lot.
It's a lot of points, right? You start talking about players having a great game when they're below that threshold for sure. Anyways, it was It was great.
Yeah, I have heard, you know, just kind of whispers about it around me in the world, and lots of people yelling,
because we are
fear the deer,
which is absurd.
Which I heard Scott Simon scream on National Public Radio, which was very funny, because NPR is known for its calm demeanor. So when I heard that, I was like,
That's great. Anyways, it was a really good series.
Oh, that's great.
Especially, I would say, like the last three games where the Bucks like finally got it together.
Yeah.
But the Suns are still very, very good. Excellent basketball.
Great.
Like, just such good basketball.
Good, clean basketball.
Good, clean basketball.
Okay, great. Honest.
It was great. Great stuff. So, honestly, worth going back and watching.
All right.
If you are a person who likes basketball, even a little bit, or if you're a person who's like, I like a good close contest between two, like,
things.
Two pillars of excellence. Also, it was really cool to have the Phoenix Suns and the Bucks in there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll take your word for
Lakers
it.
Lakers can bite me. You're a Lakers fan? I'm not sorry. So anyways, that's been Megan's Basketball
Welcome
Minute.
Welcome to Megan's Basketball Minute. All right, great.
Yeah. All right.
Now on to this unboxing.
Yes, let's get it out. All right.
Okay. This box is large, everyone. It is large and it is heavy. And we're reiterating, Megan has no idea what's in here. No, you may have already seen the contents on social media, but Megan has not. Okay? So don't ruin this for her by letting her know what's in here. That feels like it weighs like 50 pounds.
I cannot get over the size of this ridiculous box.
So this box is a cooler. This is a full-on cooler.
This is like a trunk that a magician would pack a person into.
Yeah, a magician would put a person in here.
It has a little bottle opener on the front, which I actually really like, and a little stopper on the sides.
So yeah.
You can drain your cooler.
Yeah. I love it.
Which, do you know, like, I love a cooler, man.
I know. You can always use a cooler. So, great choice, Watsy.
You can always use a cooler. All right.
What's inside?
No one can see us now because it's so big.
What's in the box?
All right.
All right, put your microphone up.
I'm trying.
Okay, great.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, wow. This All is right. excellent.
Wow. Okay, first up is a backpack. It's not just a backpack. It is a waxed canvas bar backpack portable cocktail tote.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, that backpack is filled with cocktail making tools, which when I saw this, I was very happy.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I love cocktails, and I made a video when I opened mine of how to make one of my favorite cocktails called The Last Word. And you can find that on my Twitter account at Miss Maria Pants.
What?
But yeah, you've got shakers in the back. Shakers in the back.
That does sound like the lyric to a song.
Yeah, shakers in the back. And then there's like sweet tools in the front. Shakers in the back, tools in the front. This is a tiny little mini cutting board.
What?
Oh, you can't even see on the video. But yeah, it's a little wooden cutting board here for cutting your limes and stuff. Yeah.
This is absurd.
Yeah. And then a bunch of all the tools you would need to use to make any of the fanciest cocktails you've ever had.
This is amazing.
Yeah, isn't this really so cool?
This is actually very cool.
Yeah, I love it. And just a good backpack to boot.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, what else you got in there?
Secret layers.
Yes.
Mother of Runes.
This is the most beautiful card. Yeah.
It's so pretty. This card is amazing.
I'm going to tell you a secret, Megan.
What?
There's every secret layer from the Summer Super Drop in here.
What?
All in foil.
What?
That's right.
Here's
the Praetors.
Praetors.
I'll show them off. You can open them.
Oh my goodness.
There's the Praetors. There's Elish Norn in Praetor text.
Ah!
Which is so cool. Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is a Mesa Enchantress. Ooh, beautiful.
I cannot get over this.
Beautiful. This new art is incredible.
Yes. This is the one. There's the Fiona Staples one.
Yeah, the Soul Scar Mage. Look at that.
Ah! The Signets?
The Signets. These are what make people thirsty right here. These bad boys.
Thirsty.
And they should. With Dan Fraser art.
Wow.
Just gorgeous. And what do you got there?
This is the Tyler Walpole. Is that the cartoons one?
Yep, the cartoons one.
Wild.
That look like 80s morning D&D cartoons here. Unbreakable Formation is the card at the front of this.
Literally cannot believe this.
Yeah.
There's a Moscow Mule mug set.
Yep, if you want to make some Moscow Mules, we got the mugs for it.
Wow, that's now I have copper layer. Mugs?
Yeah, you've got copper
Who
mugs.
Who am I?
I know, Megan.
I'm 20% fancier than I was a second ago. And if you're like, if you're like, Megan, is a copper mug really making you fancier? The answer for me is yes. Okay.
Just want to show clear. You these mugs. Here they are. Beautiful.
What is this?
Okay, that, my friend, is a portable bags set. So you can pop them up and play bags or cornhole, if you will, wherever you are.
Oh my God.
So these pop out here. I'm going to like hit my microphone. They pop out and they become bags.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
What is this?
Isn't that so cool? And then you can fold them back up into themselves and put them back up in this, in that bag.
And it's so absurd, but I love the game of bags. It's so,
bags are a great game.
It's so simple.
There, I did
it. It's so simple. All you do is you throw things around on a lawn.
Yeah.
Into it.
And if you're ever just like, oh, I wish I had some bags right now. It's not the most portable game of all time until now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wild. There's more secret layers in here. We didn't get through all of them.
But they're in there. Yeah, they're all in there.
Other signets.
Yep. Beautiful.
Oh my God.
Just gorge.
Yeah, and then the Mark Pool.
Yeah. There you go, Megan. There's your summer secret layer prize package.
I literally cannot believe it.
Thanks, Wizards of the Coast. All right, are we going to play some flavor text guess? What are we calling this segment?
I don't know. Guess the text?
Guess the text.
Guesser the text. guess the text. Okay.
All right, so Megan, how many cards did you do flavor text for in this set?
I don't even really know.
Okay.
And because I can't talk about the process at all, I can't tell you why.
All right, fair enough.
But we're going to play a game.
Okay.
Of ones that I wrote down that I remembered that I wrote.
Okay, great.
Because also, as soon as I don't know if I've talked about this, but as soon as I write them,
they just leave my brain. Yeah, it's the same with me with magic cards.
There's like, not enough space in my head.
I don't remember cards from like a few sets ago. I just have. No, I have to make room for new stuff.
Ask me to name one card in call time.
Look, I'm trying to even think of a name.
Agar the Freezing Flame. Got there.
Very good. Okay.
That's as far as I'm getting.
I played a game, by the way, this past weekend on the Lordy Granny Run Gladiator stream with Ben Wheeler, who the game is try and stump him with a card from Magic's history because he knows all of them.
That's amazing.
He only missed, I did 20 of them. He maybe missed two or three.
That's absolutely absurd.
And I was picking hard cards that looked like completely bizarre and he knew them. Anyway, that was...
No, that's great.
Speaking of knowing cards. All right, so hit me with the first one.
Okay, what's going to happen is I'll give Maria a set of three cards in their flavor text. She's going to guess which one I wrote.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
First up, the spookies.
it's themed.
Yeah. Clattering skeletons.
Okay.
Quote, those who die in the dungeon become its guardians.
All right.
White. Whites want the world to resound with echoes of their own cruel hatred.
Wait, that's not in this set, is it?
Yeah, it is.
The card called White?
Yeah. W-I-G-H-T.
What is that card?
Hold on.
Sorry, I'm just like having a moment here.
Where he go? Where? Here it is.
Oh, it's
one in a black. Creature, zombie soldier.
Oh, this is, it's that rare. Okay, got it.
Enters the battlefield tapped. All right.
Okay. All right, sorry, go again.
That's okay. White. Whites want the world to resound with echoes of their own cruel hatred.
Ooh, brutal.
Sepulcher ghoul.
Sepulcher.
Sepulcher. We talked about this.
We did talk about this.
Sepulcher. I still remember Archipelago.
Oh, yeah.
Archipelago.
We learned so many things.
Yes. Maddie. Anyways, ghouls devour the dead and any living creatures unwary enough to fall into their grasp.
Oh.
All right. So which of those three?
Oh my gosh. This is so hard. All right. I'm going to make my guess. Final answer, white.
Yes.
All right.
Correct.
Boom, boom, boom. All right. Got it.
Nice work.
1 point.
All right. Here's the noble. This is like white creatures.
Okay, great.
All right. Devoted paladin. Quote, I swore a sacred oath to protect the weak and punish those who threaten them. As long as I draw breath, I will protect you.
Oh, that's great.
Steadfast paladin. Quote, when I made my oath to Moradin, I left selfishness and cowardice behind. Every battle, I make that commitment anew.
Oh.
veteran dungeoneer, her tales of glory light a fire in the souls of the next generation of adventurers.
Wow, this is so hard.
These three are like all pretty similar.
They are similar. Gosh. A devoted paladin.
No.
Is it the second?
Steadfast,
I knew
yes.
It was Steadfast, and I switched it. I switched it at the last second. God
so
dang it.
So
I was like, oh, it won't be number two again. That was the fallacy I was living under.
To be fair, those two are very similar.
That is true.
I felt kind of mean as I was reading them. I was like, oh, I picked three very difficult ones.
Okay, okay.
All right. This one is a set of legendary creatures.
Okay.
Faraday, Devil's Chosen. Quote, a pact is a tool, not a damnation.
Wow, that's some sweet flavor text.
Gretchen Titchwillow. Quote, plant what you wish to see grow. Listen for the stories you want to hear told.
Oh, great.
Hama Pashar, Ruin Seeker. Someone took the time to carve these inscriptions. The least we can do is care enough to read them.
Oh, wow. That one.
No.
It's not? Oh!
No. It's Gretchen Titchwillow.
That was my second guess. Gretchen was my second guess. But I'm like, Hama Pashar. I feel like you would say something like that.
I do. Do you know what? I mean, we all know that I think that we should care enough to read. But wow. I also feel like Gretchen Titchwillow's is very mine.
Yeah, that is very good. Yeah.
Or is very me. It sounds very me. Anyways, okay.
Okay.
Last one. Another spooky set.
All right, spooky.
Demogorgon's clutches. The good will be corrupted, the kind will be devoured, and all will be dragged into the bottomless abyss.
Jeez.
Grim Bounty. Freed from the need to pay tribute to the dragon, the villages gladly paid the dragon slayers instead.
Great.
Ray of Enfeeblement. Aragorn cried out in pain as a hideous weakness settled into his bones.
Oh, settled into his bones. Oh. Okay, okay. Gosh, these are so tough. I thought these would be easier. Demogorgon's clutches.
Yes.
All right. I got 50%.
Yeah.
2 out of 4.
Spooky.
Did you beat me at home?
I'm very glad that you guessed the two that were creepiest.
Yeah, I did guess the creepy ones.
They were the ones that made you creeped.
Yeah, I was creeped by the bottomless abyss. And abyss being capitalized is also very spooky. Wow.
Anyways, I had such a good time writing these.
These are great. And
I really enjoy it.
I like celebrating flavor text on Good Luck High Five too, because
we love talking flavor text.
We love flavor text. It's so wonderful.
It's so fun.
And I'm so glad that Magic does it, because it gives so much of more of a life to the cards.
Yeah. These aren't the only ones. If you follow me on Twitter, I'll get around to at some point tweeting out most of the ones that I have in the set. Yeah. And the next set that I worked on is Innistrad Crimson Vow.
The vampires.
Which is not the next set, but it's not the werewolves one, which is next, but it's the one after that, which is the vampires.
Great.
Which, there's some stuff in there that I'm really excited about.
I could not be more stoked for Crimson Vow.
Me neither.
I want all the vampires all the time.
Vamps.
Which, by the way, you can play in Gladiator. Just saying.
All right.
The point of the show where we thank Ultra Pro.
That's right. It is the perfect place to go if you would like to celebrate all things magic with some sick accessories.
Yeah.
Of course, they have all of the AFR stuff out now.
Yeah.
Which means that you can get sweet things like this Prosper Tomebound playmat if you're like, that's my commander.
Boom. There it is.
Yes. And down to a book.
I've got Lolth sleeves and a deck box here.
That's right.
Which, how can you not love Lolth, the Spider Queen? Every time it appears in draft, I immediately take it as fast as humanly possible.
I've seen lots of people on Arena with their Eliwick avatars.
An Eliwick avatar.
Yeah, exactly. If you adore Eliwick like so many other people, get yourself a deck box or some sleeves or a playmat.
Yeah, Ultra Bro has all of that available with all the new sweet art from AFR, be it the main set, be it the Commander Precons, be it even the Secret Lairs. They've got it all. Hey, everybody, that's this episode of Good Luck High Five.
That's right. Thank you so much for tuning in, and especially big thank yous to all of our sponsors, Card Kingdom and Ultra Pro. And most importantly, the cherry on the sundae, the frosting on the cake, all of our patrons.
Yeah, head on over to patreon.com/glhfmagic to become a patron before the next episode. We'll give you a shout out. You'll be really awesome, yes, and you'll be ready to go to enter into our patron-only tournament happening August 14th.
So, get ready!
Get ready. I'm so excited.
Get set!
And patronize!
Yes.
Wait.
Go!
Become a patron.
Yeah. Patron. I mean, you are patronizing.
You are patronizing, but not in the bad way.
The good way!